GX on Agriculture with Doug Falconer.
Good afternoon and welcome to GX on Agriculture. Coming up on today's program, Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt was in Saskatoon this morning. He was attending the Saskatchewan Beef Industry Symposium, and he made two major announcements during his address to delegates. We will hear those announcements and some reaction to those announcements, including from the chair of the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association, Arnold Balicki. And of course, it's been 10 years since Manitoba Ag Days announced the Ag Days Gives Back Community Giving Program. We'll hear from media coordinator Teresa Valaton about how those funds are being doled out this year. All of those stories and much more coming up on today's edition of GX on Agriculture. But first, it's time for the Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather. And that's a presentation of Milligan Bio. Milligan Bio now offers BioMeal for your livestock, giving your animals more protein, more energy, and more of what they need. It's also brought to you by Sean Prahitka, your REMAX Blue Chip Ag Division Specialist. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt was in Saskatoon this morning. He was attending the Saskatchewan Beef Industry Symposium. Merritt made two major announcements during his address to delegates.
And obviously our plan for the livestock sector is growth, and we recognize it as a very integral part of our growth strategy and our economy to keep it growing. So, and I know for the past couple of years, we've had some challenging times, obviously, for the beef industry here in the province of Saskatchewan with the drought. And 2 years ago, of course, everybody knows what that all entailed. Really, it was a province-wide situation, and the government came together along with the federal government through ag recovery on the $200 a head. And I know there's some of them in the room, and I've said it once before, and I can never acknowledge it enough. For the committee that put the program together, that really got that $200 a head out to you, the producers, as quick as possible. I know in my constituency, I had some producers call me and say they had their checks within 3 days. And what that meant to them, and what that dollar amount did for them to access feed and buy feed. I know in our sister provinces in Manitoba and Alberta, that program did not go near as well as it did here. So I want to acknowledge those committee members. They designed that program. I stayed the hell out of it, which was the right thing to do, and let the industry and the expertise in that room design a program that really worked for you, the producers of the province. So I really want to acknowledge the committee and thank them for the work they did on that one. And, you know, I mean, we're still, in some parts of the province, we are still lacking moisture. Hopefully we see some movement there. So I do want to make a couple announcements this morning on that side of it. So for 2023, we will be freezing the rates, the pasture rates for at the 2022 rate for producers who lease crown pasture land, grazing land. As well, for 2023, lessees who must reduce their stocking rates on crown land due to ongoing dry conditions will be eligible for a rent reduction to a maximum of 50%. So we will be doing that, and we will be ahead of it. Hopefully we don't have to use it, but if it is there, and some of you that feel you have to reduce your units, you will be seeing a rate reduction as well. So obviously those two actions are to assist the producers with the current challenges while supporting your continued stewardship of one of Saskatchewan's most important assets, our agriculture crown land. We want our beef producers to be competitive and profitable because they are the integral part of the agriculture industry and to our economy as a whole, as I said earlier. Our government will continue to support operations and business and keep them among the very best and most sustainable in the world. That's why I'm also very pleased today to announce our 2023 Livestock and Forage Research Funding through the Agriculture Development Fund, or ADF. Today, we will be providing $6 million in support for livestock and forage research in 2023. This funding will support 34 new scientific research projects. The ADF Advisory Committee, composed of producers and experts from around the province, evaluates the applications we receive every year. I commend the committee work for their diligence in screening these projects for approval. Since 2014, their efforts have helped the ADF invest more than $66 million into livestock-related research here in the province of Saskatchewan. Of course, we're not alone in our appreciation of how important this work is. We're very extremely grateful for the support we receive from our agriculture industry partners as well. In addition to this year's federal and provincial investment, $288,000 will be contributed to 12 of these projects by 7 co-founders. And those co-founders are Alberta Milk, Results Driven Agriculture Research, the Saskatchewan Alfalfa Seed Producers Development Commission, the Saskatchewan Canola Development Commission, the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association, the Saskatchewan Forage Seed Development Commission, and Sask Milk. This really shows how government and industry collaborate on areas of strategic importance. Saskatchewan ranchers already have generations of experience while producing livestock sustainably. That's why we listen to them and to other stakeholders. That's why we're proud to support scientific research to explore new ideas that can eventually be applied in the field to improve your operations. And that's why we're always excited about what agriculture in this province will look like tomorrow.
That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt. Coming up a little later in the program, Merritt will answer questions from reporters attending that conference in Saskatoon. But it's time now for the Ag Review portion of our program, and that's a presentation of New Era Ag Technologies in Swan River.
GX94, Ag Review.
Jill Verway, whose family operates a mixed dairy, beef, and grain farm at Portage La Prairie, Manitoba, was elected president of the province's General Farm Organization, Keystone Agricultural Producers, yesterday. Verway has served as vice president of CAP since 2018 and won the election at CAP's annual meeting over fellow incumbent vice president Jake Ayer in the organization's first contested election for president in several decades. She's CAP's first female president, and she replaces Bill Campbell, who served the maximum 4 one-year terms as the head of CAP. While acknowledging some challenges, Campbell says he's proud of CAP's accomplishments, including the province's move toward removing the education tax on farmland, online delivery of the Environmental Farm Plan program, the exemption of farm fuels purchased through card locks from the federal carbon tax, and progress on federal legislation that would remove the carbon tax from grain drying and heating barns if it receives final approval from Parliament. Western Canadian chickpea prices are still on the rise, while prices for other pulse crops are coming down as supply increases. High delivered bids for kabuli and B90 types of chickpeas rose 4 cents per pound over the past week, according to Prairie Ag Hotwire, on January 23rd, that being Monday. As a result, the 9 and 10 millimeter kabuli varieties saw their high delivered bids increase to 60 and 60.5 cents per pound, respectively. The 7 millimeter variety and the B90s were at 45 cents per pound, while the 8 millimeter kabulis were at 58 cents per pound. Only Desi chickpea prices held steady with a high delivered bid of 35 cents per pound. Colin Young, the manager of Midwest Grain Limited at Moose Jaw, partly attributed the recent rally in chickpea prices to the awarding of tenders by the United Nations World Food Program. However, he also said markets are quiet while they await India's upcoming harvest, which tends to happen in March. A pilot project between two prairie provinces will temporarily reduce food trade barriers from a border town. The governments of Saskatchewan and Alberta, along with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, are removing barriers to interprovincial food trade in Lloydminster. On January 16th, the CFIA posted a notice on its website that it is amending the Safe Food for Canadians regulations. This would allow such food businesses to prepare food for trade into all of the city of Lloydminster, including the part of the city that is not within their province, without having to hold a Safe Food for Canadians license and be subject to related requirements. Lloydminster is the only city in Canada to straddle two provinces. But the results of this project could provide other interprovincial border towns with similar opportunities. Prince Edward Island potato farmers say a new report on how Ottawa dealt with an outbreak of potato wart shows the 2021 decision to halt exports to the United States went too far. Farmers also say they want remaining restrictions lifted for farms where the soil-borne fungus has not been found. The report from the International Advisory Panel on Potato Wart found that while potato wart has been identified in clusters, most of Prince Edward Island is considered a pest-free area. However, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's PEI Director of Operations, Lynn McVicker, says that more investigation is needed to ensure the fungus is controlled before eliminating the remaining restrictions. And hundreds of hungry deer have been using a Dundurn, Saskatchewan farmer's fields as an all-you-can-eat buffet. Ivor Johnson says the wildlife invasion is ruining his land. He says the deer are destroying his winter feed and planted shrubs, as well as fences put up to keep his horses safe in the pasture. The Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation says part of the problem is there are fewer deer hunters. It says there was a decrease last year in the number of tags purchased of between 15 and 17.5%. And that's the Ag Review portion of our program. Please stay tuned. GX and Agriculture will return in 30 seconds' time. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. I'm Doug Falconer. It's cloudy and minus 7 degrees in the Yorkton-Melville region. I'll have your complete weather details coming up at 1 o'clock. As you probably heard earlier, Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt made two major announcements this morning at the Saskatchewan Beef Industry Symposium in Saskatoon. He explains the decision to freeze the 2023 rate charged to producers who lease Crown grazing land.
Well, obviously, we really wanted to be proactive. Obviously, we still see in the Southwest there's some concerns with moisture levels and how that might play out for the year. So we thought we'd be proactive, and that's kind of where we're at. And announcing that we'd freeze the rates for the 2022 level rather than moving them. And our formula for the pasture rates is really based on calf prices in the fall. That's kind of a lengthy thing, and we probably would have seen an increase, but we thought we'll freeze them at the 2022 level. And then if some of the pasture patrons and leaseholders of, whether it's private on Crown land or private lease or community pasture type of thing, that we will, if they pull some animals off, then we will rebate their or cut the lease rate by that number by every day, like whatever the case may be. So up to a maximum of 50%.
He says it's never been done before.
It hasn't. Obviously, it took a lot of discussion. Obviously, it has a revenue implication to the province as well. So you have to go through the proper channels to get approval through, finance and treasury. And we did all that and worked through cabinet and just took some time. But we thought it was important to do it.
Merritt acknowledges that it's still quite dry in the west central and southwest areas of Saskatchewan.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there is some snowpack. I've been down there. A lot of it's in my constituency. I see it, and in other parts there isn't. We're obviously worried about the moisture side, but we're also worried about the water side. Sometimes in some of those pastures, their main water source is dugout water, and sometimes they'll pull them off early because the water is low supply. So hopefully we don't have to. Hopefully we don't have to use the program. We sure don't want to, but in the event that some of the pasture fields that they feel they have to do it, then this gives them an opportunity to actually, mitigate some of their revenue side.
He notes the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture likes to work closely with livestock groups.
We just kind of monitor ourselves. We have good folks that are really working, and the true custodians of the land are the patrons, and we just want to recognize that, and really it's a way to show our appreciation of them looking after our native pasture lands that we don't want them overgrazed, and I know they don't, and I know I talked to quite a few that did pull cattle last year early or pulled some of them off, so we just want to be able to reciprocate that way.
Merritt says there's no doubt the rent reduction will hit the province in the pocketbook.
The shortfall would be, it would depend on how it's utilized and how much is utilized. The rate, where it's at, we could see that the impact could be anywhere from $1 million to maybe $3.5 million, it could be. But we'll just see where that all flows out.
He notes some livestock producers pulled their cattle off Crown land earlier than normal last year due to dry conditions.
We got some letters with some of the pastures last year that where they pulled them off and were concerned about it. So we looked at it and said, okay, as a result of that, I think we ended up with about 6 letters last year from some of the pasture groups that were saying that they pulled their animals off earlier, pull some off, right? So we just thought, you know, it was important for us to be proactive in the event that we have to do it again.
Merritt also commented on a call by First Nations leaders to halt the auction of Crown agricultural land leases.
We have a very good process on making sure of that. I mean, we make sure that the First Nations know, FSIN knows, everything is posted and letters are sent out. We've had, we've always making sure the communication side and letting them aware of what we're doing. And so we're very, very comfortable on what we do and the process we do. It was a process that was even, we worked with First Nations in designing it. So, I'm very comfortable with what our folks do to make sure that First Nations know when land is going up for public auction. And they're known 60 days ahead of time. So there's lots of notice for them to act if they feel they want to act. And if they do, we've had cases where we'll pull it off and they express an interest. So we've done that as well.
He also announced about $6 million in research funding.
Yeah, and I mean, we're very proud of it. And it's just the ongoing research and the partnership we have with the university and to see those types of projects going. And I'm very proud of the committee. I really am. I mean, the work they do, there's a lot of projects that are applied for. You know, there were 34 projects applied that were received funding this year for over $6 million. And I like the partnership side, too, you know, to see the other interest groups come in and for just about $300,000. It's a commitment by them as well, but I think it just shows the importance for the livestock sector here in the province, how we feel about it as a government, and we want to see it grow. So we have one of the best facilities in the world at the Livestock Center Forage of Excellence, so we want to continue to be able to attract top researchers, and that's why we're here committed to invest in it.
That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt, who was in Saskatoon today for the Saskatchewan Beef Industry Symposium. We'll have more with Minister Merritt coming up in a few minutes' time as he talks about some of those programs that are being funded in general.
Livestock market conditions.
U.S. live cattle futures for February are trading at 157.62. That's down 22. April live cattle trading at 161.52, up 22. March feeder cattle trading at 183.57, down 2. April feeder cattle trading at 187.95, up 2. February lean hogs trading at 76.80, down 30. April lean hogs trading at 85.15, down 22. And that's the livestock market conditions. Well, as you heard, Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt has announced $6 million in support for livestock research in the province. Merritt made the announcement this morning at the annual Saskatchewan Livestock Conference in Saskatoon.
The government of Saskatchewan and the government of Canada are giving $6 million into 34 different livestock and feed-related research projects here in the province of Saskatchewan, which is an increase of about $900,000 from what we did last year. And last year, I think there was 28 projects, and this year there's 34.
He highlights some of the projects.
Well, I mean, it looks at a wide range of things. And also, we have to also talk about our industry partners, too. They're investing just under $300,000 into these research. There's 7 different partners that do that. But some of the examples that we're doing is looking at the post-weaning management of both our beef and dairy cross calves in Western Canada, looking at improving feed efficiency for pork production through the use of thermal profiles. There's optimizing temperature requirements for pigs to reduce energy use in swine operations. So there's, and even to down to decomposition of manure management as well. So there's a wide variety of both from the livestock side and the feed side as well.
Merritt says the livestock industry is very important to Saskatchewan.
Well, it's very important to the province of Saskatchewan. Obviously, we want to see, you know, we want to see our gross product rise. We're trying to hit a target of $3 billion in livestock sales here in the province. We want to see value-added livestock processing increase to $10 billion. So there's great opportunities here. And what it really does is this research helps our livestock sector be very competitive globally. When we see clients around the world are really looking at what is the environmental footprint of the livestock sector and we're doing it in all of it. We did announce it in the crop research a few weeks ago. We feel it's very important for us to be leaders in the livestock sector as well. And when we have as many trading partners and companies coming here looking at our livestock genetics, it's important for us to look at all aspects of the livestock sector here in Saskatchewan to see it grow and make sure our ranchers are very competitive globally.
And he notes he will be heading to Asia next month.
Yeah, actually, we'll be heading over around the 13th of February. We're heading to India and to Dubai. Obviously, two of our bigger trading customers. Obviously, everybody knows in the from India, it's the pulse side and obviously the canola side as well there. There's a big pulse conference in India that we will be participating in. And then we will spend a few days in Dubai where we have obviously not only just canola crush capacity there, but we also have pea and lentil buyers there as well that are big processors. We will be meeting with them to build relationships. As you know, we have a trade office in Dubai now, so it's really important that we build a relationship with our customers there. And these are very important customers. They're looking at what we do here in Saskatchewan from the crop side and how we do it and how we grow it. And it's important to their customers that they see what the impact is on the environment on the primary production. And we have a great story to tell, and that's what we're doing. We're going to convey the message that our farmers are doing here in the province of Saskatchewan and growing, obviously, the most sustainable crops, not only in Canada, but globally. And it's a story that we're very proud to tell, and we will continue.
David Merritt is the Minister of Agriculture for Saskatchewan. Please stay tuned. Your Commodities Update is coming up next.
Commodities Update.
Canola futures are trading up across the board this hour. March canola trading at $7.99.10. That's up $2.40. May canola trading at $7.98.40, up $2.20. March Minneapolis wheat trading at $9.10 per bushel, that's up 7 cents. March Kansas City wheat trading at $8.41 and a quarter, up 7 and a half cents. March Chicago wheat trading at $7.41 and a half, up 7 cents. March corn trading at $6.76 per bushel, down 1 cent. March soybeans trading at $14.97 and a half. That's up 9 cents. March oats trading at $3.78 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter cents. And that's the commodities update. The chair of the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association is pleased with the two announcements made today by Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt at the Saskatchewan Beef Industry Symposium in Saskatoon. Arnold Balicki first commented on the province's decision to freeze 2023 pasture lease rates.
Well, it is absolutely a big deal for the southern part of the province. For the last couple, 2 or 3 years, that's something that's been discussed at the SEA table. And we tried to convince the province to look at that, and we're so happy that today they've made the announcement. They recognize the importance of that, and to have this shelf-ready program, hope we never have to use it, but to have this shelf-ready program where the rates are going to be frozen, where if you reduce your numbers on your pasture, there'll be a rate reduction for lease fees. That's something we've asked for, they've listened, and we really appreciate it.
He says it provides producers with a bit more flexibility heading into the spring.
Absolutely. You know, when you have a shelf-ready program, then you have something that you can kind of count on as a backup plan. And that's what this is, a backup plan. If we they don't get the moisture in the southern part of the province or along that western corridor of Alberta, then they know this is going to kick in. Without that certainty, then, you know, you're just kind of in a mix.
Balicki says a number of Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association members have talked to him about their individual situations.
Well, I can tell you I have a rancher friend in the southwest who always grazes through the winter, and they have enough snow now they've had to pull the cattle off, and they're buying feed, which is a double-sword edge. So now they're buying feed, but now he's thinking, well, okay, if we get moisture, I can turn the cattle out earlier in the springtime. So I think it's all good. They're happy with what they're seeing. There are still pockets that don't have enough moisture, and we're really hoping that that improves as we get into the spring area.
He's pretty sure the snow we've received so far this winter will help out the dugout situation.
Well, as I understand, the snow that a lot of the part of the province has had, wind came with it. And a lot of that snow ended up in areas around the dugouts or in tree lines. And so I think we're going to see a replenishing of our water bodies. And I mean, it's anybody's guess. I just think of last year when we had snowbanks that were 3 feet higher than I am. And I thought, boy, we're going to have a lot of potholes to go around. But the ground just sucked it up like a sponge, and we didn't have any potholes. So you never know.
Balicki is also happy to hear about the $6 million being sunk into livestock and forage research.
Oh, that's, you know, extremely important. You know, research is an important part of our industry moving forward, and these research dollars and the projects they're going to bring on board are going to be really important for our producers to increase production so we get better value out of our cattle.
Arnold Balicki is the chair of the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. It's been 10 years now since Manitoba Ag Days announced the Ag Days Gives Back Community Giving Program. Media coordinator Teresa Valaton says some of the funds are going to rural Manitoba fire departments.
Absolutely. We are very pleased to offer eight $2,000 grants towards purchases at those eight community fire departments. We know that our theme of farmer health, safety, and wellness is all-encompassing, and community fire departments certainly are on the front line of that in throughout our province.
She notes fire departments like Roblin and St. Rose are using their money to purchase grain rescue equipment.
Absolutely. When we looked at the application process, there were many, many worthy purchases, but certainly when we saw the purchase of grain rescue equipment, that moved up to the top of the list, because we know that that's our primary audience at Ag Days, and certainly it will be a huge asset to those fire departments in our rural areas.
Valaton says they're also giving out some scholarship money.
We have three post-secondary scholarships of $1,000 each, one for ACC and one for U of M diploma program, one for U of M degree program. So we awarded those. Those recipients were Rhett Grieve, Lacey Shirley Calder, and Emily Robb.
Funding is also being doled out to Manitoba's Ag in the Classroom program.
Absolutely. Ag in the Classroom is a huge way for us to connect with young people so that they can have a connection and understanding of what agriculture looks like. And so Ag in the Classroom Manitoba is well positioned to do that work, and so we'll support them with that $10,000 grant.
Valaton explains how all of the money was raised.
So our 50-50 funds are all reinvested back into ag education and supporting community fire departments, as I said. So all of that money comes from the 50-50. Then we will reinvest that again next year. This program will continue to roll forward. So our community grants and scholarships will be awarded next year with the proceeds from the show that we just had.
She says they were generally pleased with the attendance numbers for last week's Manitoba Ag Days.
We had very good attendance on Tuesday, exceptional attendance on Wednesday, and average attendance on Thursday. Overall, I would say the show was an absolute success. We very much appreciate all the support for the 50-50. It was our largest 50-50 ever. And just reiterating that all gets reinvested back into communities through these grants, which of course live on all year round. I know Ag Days is a great 3-day event, and we have a lot of impact in the farm community in those 3 days, but we also have impact all year round through these grants and scholarships.
Valaton says they're now looking ahead to next year's show.
Absolutely, right? And we feel like we just wrapped this year and we're already looking forward, reflecting on what was great about this year and then looking forward to next year's show as well. So next year's show, the applications for Ag Days Gives Back grants open in September, those grants and scholarship applications. So you can keep your eye on agdays.com for all of the details in the fall. And the next year's show will run from the 16th of January to the 18th of January.
And she offered these final thoughts.
I think just another huge thank you to everyone who attended, to our exhibitors, to our volunteers, and the city of Brandon. We could not pull together and put on a show like that without all of their help and support, and it was just a really positive show, so thank you all around.
Teresa Valaton is the media coordinator for Manitoba Ag Days in Brandon. Please stay tuned. Your Farm Bulletin Board is coming up next.
Farm Bulletin Board.
Applications are now being accepted for the 2023 Saskatchewan Agriculture Student Scholarship Program. This year's theme is farming and the environment. Applicants of the scholarship are encouraged to explore the idea of environmental sustainability within farming and the importance of public perception on modern farming practices. Applicants should focus on progressive environmental practices conducted by producers and the importance of relaying that message to the public to enhance trust in the industry. Students are invited to submit a creative 3-minute video or 1,000-word essay discussing farming and the environment. Scholarships will be awarded to students in grade 12 and/or recent graduates entering agriculture-related post-secondary studies in 2023. One winning scholarship of $4,000 and three runner-up scholarships of $2,000 will be awarded. The deadline for applications is March 1st of 2023. For more information on the Saskatchewan Agriculture Student Scholarship Program, you can go to saskatchewan.ca/ag-scholarship. There's a job opportunity at the Yorkton Research Farm with the East Central Research Foundation. They're looking for a new research assistant or even a co-coordinator that could take the leadership role in a few years. They're looking for someone with a recent master's student graduate in agronomy. That would be ideal. If you know of anyone who would be interested in this position, they should contact Mike Hall, the research coordinator at Parkland College's East Central Research Foundation. His phone number is 306-621-6032, or you can just simply send him a resume at m.hall@parklandcollege.sk.ca. So once again, they're looking for a research assistant at the Yorkton Research Farm. The Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce is announcing it will be hosting the first ever Food, Fuel, and Fertilizer Business Summit. This event takes place February 14th and 15th at Prairieland Park in Saskatoon. The summit is being put on in partnership with the Manitoba, Alberta, and British Columbia Chambers of Commerce. The summit is about positioning Western Canada as a major powerhouse in the global economy, especially as it relates to food, fuel, and fertilizer. Businesses across Saskatchewan will benefit through increased jobs and the need for goods and services. Over the 2 days, the advantage Western Canada has will be showcased as its capacity to engage in the global economy. So once again, that Food, Fuel, and Fertilizer Business Summit is coming up in Saskatoon, February 14th and 15th. And that's all the time we have for today's Farm Bulletin Board. It's now 1 o'clock. That means it's time to take a look at the GX94 Precision Weather Forecast. For the Quill Lakes, Hudson Bay, Swan River, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head, and Yorkton, Melville, Roblin, Russell regions. For today, a 30% chance of isolated flurries, winds northwest at 15 to 25, and a high of minus 7. For tonight, mainly cloudy. Winds south-southwest at 15 to 25. A low of minus 14. For tomorrow, 3 to 6 centimeters of snow. Winds west-northwest at 25 to 50. A high of plus 1 and a low of minus 14. For Friday, cloudy. Winds north-northwest at 15 to 25. The temperature falling to minus 20. For Saturday, partly sunny, a high of minus 22, and Sunday mainly sunny, a high of minus 24. In the Paw and Show Lake Russell, it's minus 12 degrees. Swan River is at minus 9, Dauphin minus 8, Brandon minus 13, Roblin minus 11. Regina is at minus 4, Saskatoon minus 3, Hudson Bay, Broadview, Mooseman, minus 8. Indian Head, Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington, minus 6. The Yorkton-Melville region has a cloudy sky, a west-southwest wind at 9 kilometers an hour. 87% is the relative humidity. The temperature is minus 7 degrees. With the wind chill, it feels more like minus 12 degrees. And that's your agriculture weather, and that'll do it for GX on Agriculture for today. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow at 12:15 for another edition of the program. It's time now for the news and sports headlines.